I think it's safe to say without too much fear of contradiction that choosing a variety is probably one of the most important things a grower does each and every year. And as such, it's equally important that his ag consultant keep abreast of all of the varietal information available so that he can make the best informed decision relative to those varieties. Increasing seed cost, technology fees, as well as the assortment of transgenic traits available, all emphasize the importance of that selection process. Variety development today is moving at a very rapid rate, with new varieties coming out every year. The recent publication, December edition of Cotton Farming Magazine, reports that there will be 8 cotton seed companies producing around 132 varieties, 29 of which are brand new for 2008. This rate of release appears to be the norm rather than an exception to the norm, so it's easy to see that obtaining 3-year yield and quality results from trials before recommendation of a variety is going to become more and more difficult. Although seed quality has been an important trait that we've considered for a number of years, our shrinking domestic market and a corresponding increase in export cotton have resulted in increased importance of fiber quality when choosing a variety. So what do we as consultants, how do we approach this issue in advising our clients about variety selections? I personally can't speak to every consultant, but I would expect that most are suggesting to their clientele, at least for the short term, if you got a good horse, stay with it. Consider planting several varieties on your farm, depending on what size the farming operation is, so that you can spread your risk. If you're bound and determined to experiment on new varieties, do so, but do it on a limited acreage basis. And finally, make yield the primary factor when considering a variety, followed by the quality and the maturity date. Thanks to the hard work of the next two speakers, as well as their counterparts across the Cotton Belt, variety selection can be successful if due consideration is given to the trial results that they collect and report each year. At this point, I'll turn that over to the next speaker.